As we've heard, the Immigration Minister has announced an expansion of facilities at the Curtin Detention Centre in Western Australia's Kimberley. The centre, once described as a hellhole, was closed in 2002 after a series of riots and other incidents. It was reopened earlier this year to house detained men. The Derby Shire president says the first she heard of the Curtin Centre's expansion was on the radio. Refugee advocates say the government should be using options closer to large population centres. David Webber reports.
The reopening of the Curtin Detention Centre has provided an economic boom for the town of Derby, about 40 kilometres away. So the Shire Council supports the expansion. But the president, Elsa Archer, says she was surprised to find out via the radio.
Well, it would have been nice had he let local government know that it was happening. I mean, I guess the goss has been out there in the public, but not as a certainty. But he made the announcement and I heard it on the radio.
What impact will this have? Because it's an expansion of accommodation for several hundred people, and I suppose there would be room there for more expansion.
Well, it is a huge piece of land, and yes, there is. And I mean, I guess my concern at this point in time, even though we support it, we the Shire, is the accommodation in town for the staff. And at the moment it's fairly critical because there's a lot of people, and that's the great thing about it this time is that they are in town, whereas the 8 to 9 years ago when they were there, they lived in dongas out there and flew in and flew out, and there wasn't a lot of gain for the community. This time around it's a wee bit different and they live in town. And I guess the downside to that is there's not a lot of housing around and rents have gone up. And I know there are people trying to do something to get some extra accommodation up for this, but of course that's not going to happen overnight.
Refugee advocates say they're disappointed that the government's solution to dealing with increasing numbers of asylum seekers is basically an old one. Jack Smith of Project SafeCom says people who may be found to be refugees could be emotionally scarred by being in detention in an isolated place.
We've had comments from Dr. Louise Newman that we're on the verge of serious mental health issues in detention centres. There is overcrowding and he's going to alleviate that. But it's back to the same old solutions. Put asylum seekers who have done nothing illegal in harsh areas, in seriously isolated areas.
Mr. Smith says he believes the Immigration Minister should be taking more advice from outside of the department.
You know, I was hoping that the new Immigration Minister would take note of a lot more comments than just a briefing from the Immigration Department. I mean, you know, forgive him, he is very new, so he needs to take his briefings, but it seems that this decision is based on advice given to him by the Immigration Department. We would hope that this new minister would try to set something new in motion, and yet he's resorted to the old and distrusted and staid solutions always advocated by a controlling and harsh immigration department, and it's disappointing.
Given the increasing numbers of asylum seekers coming to Australia, what are the options?
There are many options, and a number of them were a little bit sensationally, but they were raised this week in the media. There is an old army barracks in Northam. Now, Northam is 110 kilometres from Perth. That will mean that within an hour we can cart people to a hospital if that's needed. Access to trauma counselling. Then there is the factor of cost. We have a bottomless pit of money available to lock up asylum seekers at extravagant cost. We can half or quarter the cost if we have the decency of detaining them with minimum fuss in or near capital cities. We constantly see this urge to isolate people as far as possible from other human beings. That in itself is a shocking practice, and we cannot seem to part with it.
Refugee advocate Jack Smith of Project SafeCom speaking to David Webber.